Hi, my name is Susan. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues, sir. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential, and I can assure you this is not a sales call. Do you have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey?
You said the survey is about what?
So we're talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinion is needed. The survey is quick and confidential. It's not a sales call,
and the survey is quick. Well, I live in North Carolina, which is a Wisconsin.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Well, I live in North Carolina. How are you reaching me?
Yes, I'm calling to North Carolina and city of Tarboro.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have a few minutes to complete a survey?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as male, female?
Male.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1996.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. What is your race? White, black,
African-American?
African-American. Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade,
high school diploma.
High school diploma? Thank you so much.
Yeah.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of your of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
It's 5.
I'm sorry, which one?
5.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. I'll read them out to you, okay? Donald Trump.
I'll say 6.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
8.
Okay. The Republican Party.
No opinion.
Okay. Attorney General Josh Stein.
No opinion. Not familiar with him.
Okay. That would be never heard of.
Yeah.
Okay. Joe Biden.
4.
Okay. J.D. Vance?
5.
Thank you. The Democratic Party?
5.
Thank you. Okay. Kamala Harris.
6.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be for Democratic Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party? would vote for other political offices but not president, or would not vote at all in the upcoming election?
Hmm. Yes, what's my opinion on them?
Yes, if it was held today.
Am I allowed to not answer that?
Okay. That would be like undecided. Okay.
Undecided. Yeah.
If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Would that be Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent party, undecided, would vote for other political offices but not president, would not vote at all in the upcoming election?
Undecided.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, that Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Undecided.
Okay. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Republican candidate, Democratic candidate, undecided, would vote for other political offices but not Congress, would not vote at all in the upcoming election?
Undecided as well.
Okay. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? There's two statements, A and B. I'm going to read it out to you. On statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. That's statement A. Now, statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life. Most in voting in upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
Probably B.
On statement A, would that, or statement B? Would you like me to read them to you again?
Statement B.
Okay, statement B. On statement B, would that be much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. Which of the following statements, we're almost done. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion? Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? There's three. I'll read them out to you. First one is, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement two, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Third, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one would you, the statement is closer to your opinion?
Can you read A again?
Yes, of course. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future.
And B was likely never, right?
And B would be our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And three, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
I'm back and forth between A and B.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with B right now.
Okay. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the planet, do you feel positive or negative?
Negative.
Your own future, do you feel positive or negative?
Negative.
Okay. The the future of the country, positive or negative?
Positive.
Okay. Thank you for your patience. We're almost done. Do you expect it to be harder or easier for you to vote in upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same? Much harder, somewhat harder, about the same, somewhat easier, much easier?
About the same.
Okay. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. One, because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. Two, it is too difficult for me to vote. Three, racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. Four, I don't like any of the candidates. Five, I don't know enough about the candidates. Six, because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. Seven, I don't have time to vote. Because voting doesn't change things that matter to me.
Six.
Okay. You can actually, you can choose up to two, but is this the only one, or you would like me to read them again?
I'll just go with that one right
okay.
there.
Thank you. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Is it the MAGA Republicans, racist politicians, all politicians, Democrats?
Am I allowed to give like undecided or like?
No, it'll be MAGA Republicans, racist politicians, all politicians, Democrats.
Let's see. I'll go all politicians.
Okay. Thank you. Now, below is a list of potential threats to democracy. I'm sorry. Below is a list of the potential threats to democracy. Oh, I can't. My tongue's getting all tangled. I'm sorry. Democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that are very concerned, a 5 means you are neither concerned nor unconcerned, and 0 means you are not concerned at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10, okay? So 0 is not concerned at all, 5 is neither concerned nor unconcerned, and 10 is very concerned. But either you can still choose from 0 to 10, any number in between. I'm going to read out what's on here. Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
Read that one more time?
Yes. Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters. Would that be like not concerned at all, neither concerned nor unconcerned, or very concerned?
Let's see. I'll go with 5, not concerned or concerned.
Okay. Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech. Would that be 0, not concerned at all? 5, neither concerned nor unconcerned. 10, very concerned.
I can pick any number in between.
Yes.
I'll say like a 8. I'll go 8.
Okay. Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns. Would that be 0, not concerned at all, 5, neither concerned nor unconcerned, 10, very concerned, or in between, any number?
I'll go in between. I'll go 5.
Okay. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote. Would that be not concerned at all, neither concerned nor unconcerned, very concerned?
We do one more time?
Yes, of course. Arresting and jailing, like jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in line to vote.
Oh, yeah, it's a concern.
Would that be...
I'm sorry. I'll go 9.
Okay. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors, would that be not concerned at all? Neither concerned nor unconcerned, very concerned.
I'll go 7.
Okay. Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal. Would that be not concerned at all, neither concerned nor unconcerned, or very concerned?
Can you read it one more time?
Sure. Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
Oh, 10.
Okay. Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives. Would that be not concerned at all, neither concerned nor unconcerned, or very concerned?
I'll go with, I'll go with 9.
Okay. Thank you. Increasing political violence in response to American elections. Unconcerned, very concerned, not concerned at all, or neither concerned nor unconcerned.
You said increased police violence?
It says increasing political violence in response to American elections.
Oh, yeah. Very concerned.
I'm sorry, did you say?
10.
Thank you. Having armed guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote. Not concerned at all, neither concerned nor unconcerned, or very concerned.
I'll put it at like a 3 on the unconcerned.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Just a moment. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? Is it a big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, not a problem?
Sorry, read that one. Say that one more time.
Sure. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? Would that be a big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, or not a problem?
In my community where I live, it's not a big problem.
Okay. Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years? Yes, personally experienced. Yes, know someone, or no, not experienced.
No, not experienced.
Thank you. Below are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about the statement, where 10 means you are extremely concerned about the statement. A 5 means you are neither concerned nor unconcerned about the statement. And a 0 means you are not at all concerned about the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10, the first statement. But MAGA Republicans are attacking our freedom to vote so they can take and hold power for themselves. Would that be?
Can you read that again?
Yes. But MAGA Republicans are attacking our freedom to vote so they can take and hold power for themselves. Would that be from a scale from 0 to 10, which 0 is not at all concerned, 5, neither concerned nor unconcerned, 10, extremely concerned?
Ten.
Okay. Next statement. Since our nation's funding, a fraction has tried to suppress the power of people of color, from enslavement to Jim Crow segregation. Would that be 0, not at all concerned, neither concerned nor unconcerned, or extremely concerned?
Okay.
Next statement. Instead of addressing the rising cost of living, MAGA Republicans continue to cater to the wealthy corporations that are raising our prices while not paying taxes. Would that be 0, not at all concerned, 5, neither concerned nor unconcerned, 10, extremely concerned?
I'll read that one more time. I'm sorry.
Sure. Instead of addressing the rising cost of living, MAGA Republicans continue to cater to the wealthy corporations that are raising our prices while not paying taxes.
Okay, definitely can.
Would that be not at all concerned, neither concerned or non-concerned, or extremely concerned?
10, extremely concerned.
Oh, okay. MAGA Republicans are trying to create barriers to the ballot box and even overturn our elections. Would that be 0, not at all concerned, 5, neither concerned nor unconcerned, or 10, extremely concerned?
5.
Okay. Thank you. We're almost done. Here is a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to 2. I'll read them out to you. The first one is voting in state or local elections, such as for governor or mayor. 2, voting in federal elections, such as for president or U.S. Congress. 3, posting on social media. 4, volunteering for a local organization and my community. 5, donating to political campaigns or organizations. 6, engaging in civil disobedience. 7, attending city council meetings. 8, engaging in direct action, like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings. 9, talking to friends and family about politics. 10, boycotting a company. You can select up to 2.
I would say his 7 was town hall meetings or council meetings.
Okay, that would be attending city council meetings.
Attending?
Attending city council meetings. Okay.
Yeah, if that's 7, and then one and 2 again?
1, voting in state or local elections, such as for governor or mayor. 2, voting in federal elections, such as for president or U.S. Congress.
I'm going to go with 1 and 7.
Okay, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. So 0, no power at all. 5, some power. 10, a lot of power. And you can always pick in between.
Okay, I'm going to go say 3.
Okay. One last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, would vote for other political offices, not president, would not vote at all in the upcoming elections, undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided, would vote for other political offices, not president, or would not vote at all in the upcoming election?
Undecided.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Repeat that, I'm sorry.
Yes. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
You said liberal?
Yes. Very liberal.
I say moderate.
Okay. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No, never.
Okay. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend, or something else?
I live with family members.
Okay. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
Born in the U.S.
Thank you. Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
Both. My mom was born here. My dad was born in Trinidad.
Okay. So one was born in another country?
Yes.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? For whom did you vote For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
Joe Biden.
Didn't. Okay. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Is it a full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student, or other?
Unemployed.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
I do not know that question.
Okay. Was it less than
$24,000, $25,000 to $34,000,
$35,000 to $44,000? I actually don't know because
I don't know what they
make.
I don't really ask.
Okay. So, yes, because it's asking and I'll
see. I'll say more than $40,000.
Okay. So we're looking at $45,000 to $54,999.
Probably.
Okay. This includes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I appreciate it. Thank you for your patience. You have a wonderful evening, sir. Take care.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, Jesus.